It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Peace be with you.
Everybody, gather around. My sexy man's gonna fill your ears with magic.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Tomorrow, attention Office fans on NBC. Don't dance, please,
Rob. It's a dance record, Mike.
Office fans.
You should be dancing.
We love The Office on this show. We watch it every single week, and I was late to the party, and now I do not miss this show.
Best show on TV.
Leslie David Baker, a.k.a. Stanley from The Office.
Oh, awesome.
He's the guy that said, I want another job.
My favorite line he ever had is when Meredith got hit by the car, and he said, what is wrong with you?
You're right. I almost forgot that Meredith got hit with a football last week.
That's right.
She got it.
It's always something.
And I see a trend, and if they go all the way with that.
And they will.
Where she's always the one that'll be injured. Also tomorrow on the program, Richard Sanders, roadkill defender. Now, the way this guy's been explained to me is that he takes it very seriously.
Well, yes.
And why shouldn't he?
So we'll have to be very careful.
What is wrong with him?
The only
Don't you blaspheme in here. Don't you blaspheme in here.
The only way I understand this is we're going to have to be careful because this guy is on guard for people making fun of roadkills. So, you know, we're just, my goal, you know, depending on how the first 5 seconds goes,
right,
will be to keep the guy on the line as long as we can.
So it's not an interview, it's a game of skill.
You know, who knows? We'll know in the first few seconds, but that guy, the roadkill defender, and also Leslie David Baker from The Office on the show tomorrow. So without further ado, let's get right to it. Our final buzz of the afternoon with Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Hi, Mike. As you may have noticed from the ads, a lot of companies would like you to spend their tax rebate check on them. Walmart wants you to know that you can spend your rebate wherever you want. Just know that at Walmart, they will cash your check for you at no charge, and that is how they get you.
Fine.
This is how companies that are hurting the least in this economy are staying ahead in this economy. AT&T is planning to cut $200 off the price of an iPhone. In the case of the cheaper model, that price is cut in half from $400 to $200. The $500 model drops to $300. So many choices, so little rebate.
I can't imagine the businesses would be, you know,
scrambling for that.
Yeah, or going belly up in this economy.
Most of the service industries are fine, right?
No, I believe they might. Well, I think they're just solid as a rock, Rob.
What is wrong with you?
That's right. Especially in Manassas. Hey, stop that.
That's quite enough.
The coming rebates haven't done anything yet to increase consumer confidence. In fact, that confidence fell again this month to its lowest point in 5 years. Mm-hmm. Consumer confidence hasn't been this low since the financial hit we took after 9/11. And lower confidence means we're less likely to spend what little cash we have. Vanishing jobs is the main reason for the latest drop. But another survey shows that Americans at the moment are really more concerned about gas prices than they are about jobs.
Sure.
44% of us say the rising prices pose a serious problem for us personally.
$7 it cost me today to fill up my tank. $7, that's all I paid.
How did you manage that?
My motorcycle.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Brilliant.
Yeah, that's right before the, $7. Really? I mean, that is one way to conserve. If you happen to be a motorcycle rider, ride your bike. It's easier.
Did that enter into your thought plan today?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm putting $90 now in my car with premium. It's ridiculous.
Are you supposed to put premium in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not like you're supposed to put regular in your Chevy, right?
That's how it's tuned for 87 octane.
A much more sensitive vehicle, Rob. Much more high end.
That's still silver, though, right?
Yes. It's still silver. It is still silver, yes. Much more fancy car.
I understand. I remember once you let me sit in it. For a time.
Thank you, Rob.
Survey shows most Americans concerned about gas prices, with jobs and health care coming in a distant second and third.
This is so depressing, Buzz.
Well, that brings us to who will clean up the messes Bush has made. Hillary Clinton could make a splash, for better or worse, tonight when she faces Bill O'Reilly for the first time.
Gosh, lighten up, guys.
The challenge for Clinton, of course, is not the difference in politics between the two. It's the fact that O'Reilly is insane.
This is a wonderful political move for her.
Yeah, you think?
This is going to put her on the spotlight. Really, right now what I see, and I see that camp, the political camp of Hillary Clinton, they are making right moves. Mm-hmm. They really are. And I think this is going to get a big splash for her when she goes on that show, even though he's, you know, the stain of stains.
Is there any way that it can hurt her?
Sure.
She really steps in it? Do you think
I don't think she's
going to. She's going to be pretty well prepped, though.
You know what he's going to be? He's going to be cock of the walk. That's what he always is. He's the big blowhard that's going to try to do what he does. If she tries to out, like, blowhard him, she might get into trouble. Mm-hmm. But she's tough. She can handle herself.
She's probably just glad for the attention. The Republicans are certainly ignoring her. The National Republican Congressional Committee has just purchased $500,000 in anti-Obama ads. The amount spent on anti-Clinton ads, zero.
I am ready to rumble.
The message that sends to Obama supporters, priceless.
Mm-hmm.
There are 80 Democrats in the House and Senate who haven't said who they're supporting, not publicly anyway, but a behind-the-scenes poll of these Democrats, many of them superdelegates, show a majority back Barack.
You know, I think that this whole issue with Reverend Wright, and there was a lot of audio that we didn't play where he was talking about Reverend Wright yesterday. And,
oh, if you start gathering it, I mean, you could go on for days.
But he's put it to rest. I really do.
I
was listening to him, you know. Well, people are going to come out and say, well, why didn't he do it before? Well, you could say that about all these guys.
Well, and in one sentence, he said that he's the first time he had a chance to watch the whole speech.
Yeah, and what he said was abominable as far as, you know, Barack was concerned.
Abominable.
Abominable. Thank you very much, Rob.
Well, with Hillary threatening to obliterate Iran and a U.S. warship in the waters just off Iran right now, you'd think that would be Iran's number one concern.
Hold on. You said Hillary is threatening to obliterate Iran?
She had said that, yes.
Really? I didn't know
that. If they continue to pose a threat.
Last week, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Like
Thursday of last week.
I missed that one.
Well, that threat is not Iran's biggest concern. No, Iran is more concerned, afraid, if you will, of the Barbie dolls. Iran sucks even more than you thought. It has a black market for children's toys, and one of those toys is Barbie. Oh, look who's here.
Did you say Barbie dolls?
I did, Charlie.
I love Barbies.
You do.
Well, I really do.
You mustn't go to Iran, then.
Why?
They have a black market. It's hard to get Barbie over there.
Okay, I'll stay in the United States, Rob. Good. Goodbye, Buzz.
Bye, Charlie.
He doesn't have a passport anyway.
This week, a top Iranian official sent a letter to his fellow leaders warning that Barbie dolls and video games and anything Harry Potter is, quote, culturally destructive and a social danger.
Yeah, this John Norman.
Very, very. Yeah, Rob.
Yeah, Mike.
5 years ago, Iran introduced more culturally appropriate dolls to try to sidetrack the demand for Barbie and Ken. But the religiously, fanatically inspired dolls in Iran never caught on, partly because they just weren't as attractive to Iranian children.
I think you really like Barbie's burqa playhouse.
I would like to get an action figure of the Iranian president.
Yes, nice. Ahmadinejad.
That's him?
Yes, sir.
How's your surge going?
Hey.
April was the deadliest month in Iraq for U.S. soldiers since last September. We've lost at least 47 more people over there this month, and just so we don't forget, we've lost 4,056 soldiers altogether. Nearly 29,000 Americans have been seriously wounded, and Iraq has lost nearly 83,000 people to this war. Now, Iraq is also where most of our military dollars go. They certainly haven't gone to maintain Fort Bragg in North Carolina. Army officials are now inspecting every barracks there after the discovery of backed-up sewage, mold, and peeling paint in buildings built during the Korean War.
This is more of Buzz's. I call it his happy fest.
Nothing to brag about.
Very sad.
News is not as happy as I wish it were.
I know. There's nothing you can do about it.
No, he could.
Mm-hmm.
He could rewrite it.
He could write and lie about it like they do in the old Soviet Union.
Like, what if they were cleaning up Fort Bragg and they found a box of candy canes?
There you go.
You can help me punch this up.
Sure.
Okay. The discovery was made by soldiers returning from 15 months in Afghanistan.
And then right after that, they found a vein of gold.
Now, you probably didn't learn any of these things on the CBS Evening News with Katie Couric because almost nobody's watching.
Mm-hmm.
Her ratings have dropped to a record low for the second week in a row. And by record, we don't just mean Katie's record.
Well, that's not really bad news, is it?
Not for me.
Right.
No, we don't mean Katie's record. We mean that not since Nielsen started keeping track have the numbers ever been this low for CBS.
All right.
Walter Cronkite would be spinning in his grave if he were in it. If you think there was speculation before about who'll be replacing Katie, that speculation is now en fuego. Oh, someone's here.
That's a smart-ass comment.
No,
I've come back from the grave. I can come through that door from the grave.
Mr. Cronkite, you're my hero. I meant no disrespect to you.
I think you're a candy ass, just like John McCain, and I'm leaving now.
Well, that breaks my heart.
So long.
And you're alive. Remember, you're alive.
So long, Walt. Mm-hmm. We told you recently that Gary Dorden was leaving CSI and that he was being allowed to leave to avoid the embarrassment of being fired for what was described as an ongoing problem.
Yeah.
Today, we have a clearer idea of that problem since Gary's been arrested on multiple drug charges. He was arrested in Palm Springs, allegedly in possession of cocaine, heroin, ecstasy, and prescription pills.
That's a tough guy. I've seen him on TMZ. He's always seems to have a bad attitude.
He's also apparently had been drinking. The arresting officer described Dorden as disoriented. What's up with that?
Yeah, come on now.
Dorden was on his way home from the Coachella Music Festival over the weekend in California. Actually, he was just sleeping behind the wheel, pulled off to the side of the road.
That's not even a happy story.
He did, however, drive to get there.
I hope he gets better.
Yoko Ono, still pissing people off.
Yeah, baby!
That story when we continue.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.